When someone is diagnosed with schizophrenia, a psychotic disorder marked by delusional thinking, they often experience fear and anxiety. A group of Massachusetts-based researchers and advocates say changing the name of the mental illness could go a long way to reducing its stigma. But as Karen Brown reports, others say the term itself is not the problem.
Linda Larson hurries through her apartment building in Cambridge and doesn't answer interview questions until she gets through the lobby to the parking lot.
People probably think of me as eccentric, which is fine, but I don't want to go over the details of what it meant to be diagnosed with schizophrenia in front of.
She nods towards a building manager and a few other residents milling about at the mailboxes. She'd rather they not know she has the mental illness. As it happens, this interview is about the stigma of schizophrenia and what people think when they hear the term.
It's kind of like sociopath, but it's worse. There's no expectation except violence and disengagement.
That's why Larson, who is 74, is among those advocating for a new name for schizophrenia. In fact, she came up with one while sitting with friends at a cafe. She was trying to explain what it was like to live with a psychotic illness for decades.
I said it's like an altered perception. Your perception doesn't read the way other people do. It's altered by the illness.
So altered perception disorder became one of 9 alternative names suggested by a group Larson is involved with, the Consumer Advisory Board. It's part of the Massachusetts Mental Health Center, based at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. Together with researchers, they put out a survey recently to get a sense of how many other stakeholders would like to change the name.
That term, over time, has become so associated with hopelessness, dangerousness, with volatile and erratic behavior that doctors are afraid to use that term.
Raquel Meshulam-Gately is a Harvard psychologist who helped lead the survey, which was published in the journal Schizophrenia Research. Meshulam-Gately says people often confuse schizophrenia with dissociative identity disorder, which used to be called multiple personalities. And she says it's not just a semantic problem.
I really think it interferes with people even wanting to get care to begin with, because there's so much stigma surrounding the term.
Schizophrenia was given its name more than 100 years ago when Dr. Eugene Bleuler described the disorder as a splitting of psychological functions. So he used the Greek words for split mind or schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia in particular is so misused, people just randomly and casually throwing out the term, oh, he's so schizophrenic, that's so schizophrenic, that you don't hear that as much with other kinds of conditions.
Out of about 1,200 people in the recent survey, 3/4 said they want a new name for schizophrenia. In addition to altered perception disorder, other suggestions included attunement disorder, integration disorder, and disconnectivity syndrome. To Linda Larson, any of those would be better than schizophrenia. She first started having delusions in the 1960s when she was a teenager.
For a while, I thought silver cars were CIA, green cars were Army, blue cars were Air Force, black cars were Secret Service.
She managed to start a PhD program in literature at the University of Mississippi when she had a major psychotic break.
I stood outside a gas station and decided that I should blow it up, and I had a big lighter in my hand, and for some reason I didn't.
At that point, a doctor diagnosed her with schizophrenia and suggested she abandon her education.
Told me and my parents that I would never be able to work as anything but a waitress. And that was a joke, because if there's one thing you can't do when you tend to psychosis, is be a waitress.
She spent the next 20 years in and out of psychiatric hospitals. But in the early 90s, she started taking a drug called clozapine. That drug can have serious side effects and doesn't work for everyone. But Larson says she hasn't had a psychotic episode since. She's published books of poetry and had a long marriage until her husband died. Larson believes it's time to call the illness something less hopeless.
The term schizophrenia hasn't evolved with the treatment.
But many people who work in the field of schizophrenia don't think the term is the problem. Joanne Onduso runs a mental health program in Holyoke. It's headquartered in a cozy old building with couches and tables set up in a circle.
This is our group room, one of our group rooms.
The program sees people ages 16 to 30 who have started to show early signs of psychosis or delusional thinking so they can get treatment and stop it from progressing. Onduso says the staff tries to avoid using the term schizophrenia when symptoms first appear, and then only when they are sure about the diagnosis.
That is a word that's a heavy-hitting word that comes with a lot of stigma based on our collective understanding that someone with schizophrenia is someone mumbling in the street who is homeless and, you know, that kind of thing, or someone who's quote-unquote crazy.
But she points out that many aspects of mental illness carry negative connotations, like bipolar disorder or even just the word psychotic.
What needs to change is the stigma itself and not necessarily the name.
Onduso had an uncle with schizophrenia, and she remembers her family rarely discussed it at all. That, to her, is the main problem.
And I don't want to, you know, deny that language is very powerful and it, you know, can really impact us. But there are other diagnoses, too, that are diagnoses you wouldn't want to get. But let's talk, like, let's make it okay to have that disorder, you know, rather than be afraid of that word.
But there are several renaming precedents, including the change from mental retardation to intellectual disability, and new categories for autism in the latest psychiatric diagnostic manual. As a medical term, schizophrenia is unlikely to officially change anytime soon. That's up to the American Psychiatric Association and its scientific advisors. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Karen Brown.